بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. The surah that comes before إقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, which we indicated to last week, والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. The beginning of the surah is an oath Allah Tabarak Ta'ala takes. Teen refers to the fig, zaytun refers to the olive. Scholars will explain now either the oath is on the fig and the olive, or perhaps it's the land of the fig and the olive. The land and of the fig and the olive is what is known as the land of Sham. It is where a lot of things are happening, positive things at the present moment. We make dua that Allah Tabarak Ta'ala lets it get even better and better. So this is the land where Allah Tabarak Ta'ala's special mercy always fell, the land of Sham. It was the markaz of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. It was the markaz of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. That was like the greatest of what we will call the Bani Israel. Musa alayhi salam at the beginning, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam at the ending. Wattini wa zaytun refers to the land of Sham, the markaz of Isa alayhi salam. Waturi Sinin, Mount Sinai refers to the area going from just above Arabia, going all the way towards Egypt. This is called the Sinai Peninsula or Sinai Desert. This was the place where Musa alayhi salam moved through, starting from North Arabia, Madian, going all the way to Egypt, going past the lands of Gaza. It was in these areas that whenever Allah Tabarak Ta'ala called, Musa alayhi salam was blessed with the chance to speak to Almighty Allah directly. So Allah's tajalli of kalam fell on these areas, and there were many areas of these mountains. So the markaz of Musa alayhi salam, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says qasam on that. Qasam on the markaz of Isa alayhi salam. Qasam out on the markaz of Musa alayhi salam. Then comes the third qasam, وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ. By the oath of this most blessed land, which means Makkah Mukarrama. That was the markaz of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, and the best of the Anbiya, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this qasams, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala brought the crop of the Anbiya alayhi salam. It was their lands. Ibrahim alayhi salam was the unique Nabi, that his movement, he was one. Inna Ibrahim kana ummah. He was one, but Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says he was a nation himself. Ibrahim alayhi salam walked alone. He walked alone. The whole world was against him. He walked alone. He told his wife, he told his nephew, it's only us, let's move. He walked alone. His markaz, he left Iraq and he had to go through Egypt. So what we call the Sinai area, that's where he went through. He walked through it. Then he went to the lands of Sham. So he walked through the markaz of Musa alayhi salam. He went to the lands of Sham, the markaz of Isa alayhi salam. And thereafter, when Allah Tabarak Ta'ala blesses him with a child, Ismail alayhi salam, he brings him all the way down to the markaz of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you look at Ibrahim alayhi salam, he encompassed the marakiz of the best of the Anbiya. What a man he was. The best of the Anbiya are mentioned in this verse. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, the best, by the oath of the best. By the oath of the land of the best means by the oath of the best. What the purpose of this qasam is going to be, that despite us sending the best of the best of the best, if people were not ready to take to them, there were going to be people in their very own life who was going to reach the lowest of the lowest of the low. That we speak about Iblis, then we speak about Abu Jahl. But Abu Jahl saw the Nabi of Allah, the best of the best, but he was not ready to take it. The surah is to say that we created within man, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. We created man in the best of molds. His outside mold is so unique, his mind is unique. He got the ability to make decisions. He's not like an animal. The animal learns from the animal above. A lion learns from a lion. How the lion hunted, the lion will hunt. Try to make an animal do something against its instinct. It will take you so long. An animal learns just by observing. That animal can't make a decision. Otherwise that animal will pick up, they locked me up in this place here, but how people escape from the jail? Have you ever heard last night the animals escaped from the zoo? Even if something happens and a person mistakenly leaves the gate open, the animal will run out and then you won't know what to do. Then you surround them. The people will come, they'll find the animal gone. They'll say, the lions are there. Then they go bring them back. Say, you had the chance to go free. Say, where to? Animals. But man, Allah Ta'ala gave man a mind that even if everyone around him is against Allah, his mind is such that it can tell him they all wrong. There is only one Allah. That's man. But this very mind which can show man the right road even if he's surrounded by everyone who's wrong. That very mind allows a man who's surrounded by everyone who's right to do wrong. What a mind it is. That's why you say in the house of the Pharaoh, Musa alayhi salam is born. But in the house of a Nabi, sometimes a kafir is born. The beginning of this verse was, I gave the best of the best I sent in this world. But it's no guarantee that if you get the best of the best, you're going to be the best of the best. Some took and some never take. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ We created man in the best. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ Then we allowed man to go down, 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 down. One is he went down with his health. But there were those who spiritually went down, down. They opposed the Nabi in the end. They stood up and smacked the Nabi in the face. They pelted a Nabi. They hit a Nabi. They went down, down. They're supposed to put up the masjid. They were the one who brought the masjid down. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Almighty Allah says that the best coming was not everything. It was those who were ready to believe and do what they had to do. They were going to take from the best of the best. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ For them will be a reward which will never come to an end. What is this reward? So I brought this famous kitab of Imam Tirmidhi, rahimullah. It's in front of me. I will narrate a hadith which Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu told his favorite student Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, who was the imam of the tabi'in. This one narration itself will make us understand what is meant when we say, I'll give you a reward which will never come to an end. أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ It will just get bigger and better and better and better. So what had happened is Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib Rahimullah meets Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says to him that may Allah tabarak ta'ala gather me and you in the market of Jannah. Meaning I'll meet you there. When the people are getting together in the markets, because we know men, when they go to the shops, they don't go to buy. Women go to buy. Men, when they say we're going shops, it means we're going to see my friend. They don't go buy. What they're going to buy? They don't know what to buy. Even if they buy something, there's a law in Islam. You buy something, you can tell the person 3 days I got to decide whether I really need it or not. It's not whether I need it, because you're seeing it. But already Islam knew that the wife is the boss. So you'll take it home, she'll look and say, what's this? You say, doesn't it match? You say, how does it match? Get rid of it. Now you go back to the person. So in Islam there's something called khiyaru shart. Khiyaru shart means, you know me, I take things for 3 days. If after 3 days I don't bring it back, then it means she was happy. But because she's not coming to the market, here you also understand that the woman not supposed to go to the market. Because the wife, husband's supposed to take it and bring it back. You say, this one you want? No? Okay. This one you want. And today's time with the phone, now there's absolutely no need for the auntie to go. Because with the phone, she can see what's in the market even better nowadays. She can buy what she wants from the market on the phone also. But still, the more they made it easy, in the past the woman said, I have to go out because my husband can't buy. Then Allah tabarak ta'ala made it such that you had 60-60 or whatever they call it, 30-30. Now the auntie is looking for another excuse to go outside. Like, the old excuses all died out. All died. They still will look for an excuse. I need to go out. Amazing that here also you will find, even in Jannah, where in Jannah there's no fitna. In Jannah there's no fitna. But Jannah is the real tabiat of a man and the real tabiat of a woman. The real tabiat of a woman, even in Jannah, she will not go out. Her paradise will be surrounded by the favors of Allah, but kept away from the eyes of a stranger. Otherwise in Jannah there's no feeling, no evil. There'll be no zina. A man could look at somebody else's wife and have no doubt, desire at all. But Allah tabarak ta'ala will not make it like that. That man will not see somebody else's spouse. Amazing Jannah is. Even there, the purity of the woman, that another man is not supposed to see you. Yes, in Jahannam they will all be naked in front of each other. All naked. But there they will be burning, the reality will come out, no one will even think of evil. So Sa'id ibn al-Musayyab rahimullah says, I met Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said, I ask Allah that may He gather between me and you in the markets of Jannah. May Allah tabarak ta'ala gather between all of us. So Sa'id ibn al-Musayyab says, Afiha suqun, that what is the purpose of a market in Jannah? I mean, in Jannah there's no buying, there's no selling. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, the people of Jannah, when they will enter Jannah, they will settle in Jannah according to their actions. Meaning some will be higher, some will be lower. Then on what is known as the day of Jumu'ah in that world, it might be after 7,000 years, it might be less, but what is known as the day of Jumu'ah, because there there will be no Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but how in this world when the day of Jumu'ah comes, people gather. So on that day there will be a day of gathering, the day of Jumu'ah. On that day the people will visit their Rabb. First the Arsh of Almighty Allah will appear. وَيَتَبَدَّى لَهُمْ, then Allah will show Himself to the people. In a garden from the gardens of Jannah. Can you make it a little lower? Can you drop? فَتُوضَعُ لَهُمْ مَنَابِرَ, so those who are very great, they will be told to sit. But it won't be chairs. It will be pulpits. For some there will be a pulpit of light. For some there will be pulpits of pearls. For some there will be pulpits of rubies. For some there will be pulpits of gemstones, that green. For some there will be pulpits of gold. For some there will be pulpits of silver. I want you to think of this. But the most unique thing of Jannah is this part that's coming now. وَيَجْلِسُ أَدْنَاهُمْ, the one who will be of the lowest of the people of Jannah. Like how you normally say you bought the tickets. The tickets were very expensive. Then you say his tickets were sold out. The first line is gone, second line is gone. Then you get some people who want to watch the match, they're sitting on the roof. They just sit wherever they can. And then you get the cheap line tickets, that you get the grass. That you guys take your tent there, you sit on the grass, you also there, but on that day there will be people who will find no chair for them. They will be the lowest. Immediately Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, but remember, wama fihim min daniyin, there will be no one low in Jannah. Look at that. Allah tabarak ta'ala loves people so much that even in Jannah He will not let a person feel, I got a low place. So that person will go and sit. They will be like small mounds. We call it like a hillock, a heap. There will be heaps of musk and camphor. And when one person is sitting on gold and silver and he looks so smart, this man will be sitting on grass like. But his grass will be musk. It will be such a unique place of sitting, he is, and he'll be the lowest, that he will never ever think that the people who got the chairs are better than him with regards to the sitting place. Meaning he'll be more comfortable according to him than them also. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, I said, O Nabi of Allah, will we be able to see our Rabb? He said, he will show himself to us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Huraira, do you have any doubt when you see the sun? When you see the moon on a full bright, on a full moon night? He said, no doubt. He said, similarly, you will have no doubt with regards to your seeing your Rabb. He says, there will be no person in that gathering except that Allah tabarak ta'ala will then speak with that person. I want you to think of this. Amazing time with Almighty Allah. The entire creation who is now going to get Jannah. Where normally if a gathering just like this takes place. And thereafter we have to make salam. And sometimes the person says the salam was longer than the gathering. Like, so many people. And if there's a very big gathering, Bangladesh, there's so many Muslims. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib said, because he used to go a lot to Bangladesh, especially to the poor areas. And the poor people make a lot of qadr. But the poor people got a lot of azmat of ulama also. Lot of qadr, lot of azmat. In India, certain ulama would go, when they would come out of the airport, even Hindus would be sitting there. And they would bring their child to the pious man and say, you blow. Qadr. We don't see it much here, but in the poor places, people have a lot of qadr. So in Bangladesh now, imagine what a majma came, and he's giving the bayan. But he says the Bangladeshi people, after the bayan, they don't only come to make salam. Everyone comes and say, Hazrat, blow on me. So he said, if I have to blow on this entire majma, one man, one man, one man, my breath will finish. How much blows? So at the end of the majlis, he said, as it is, I'm tired, and time is also late, and everyone needs a blow. So he says, open up your collars, and he went, and the people were so honored, they actually did that, like, they were so thrilled, like, I got it. So that's the amount of qadr they make of the ulama. But imagine on that day, when Allah Tawarukala will take person by person. Again, we will think, how long will it take? You don't ever think of Jannah. How in this world, if someone is speaking now, we say loud is speaking. But definitely a time will come where a man will be sitting here and thinking. And he will have that gadget which will be able to make his thoughts words. And that word will be able to go to that other person and he'll be able to hear it. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you will see wild animals speaking, amongst the signs of Qiyamah, when you will see wild animals speaking the talk of man. The beginning surahs of it started when the cartoon world came out. Wild animals, but in a cartoon character form were speaking. Then they went one level more, that the wild animal now in a real animal form was speaking. You're seeing an animal, but it's not real, but it looks real. But it doesn't stop there, they'll go further. A lot of effort is being made now that the mind's thoughts to be translated in words. If they can reach that, then all they need to do is put that by the animal. Then that animal will have a thought, and the thought will come in words, and that word will go out. Poor animal, he won't know what he's saying, but I wonder how he's going to understand. But like, as long as he says, I'm hungry, and you put the food there, and it makes sense, like, and if he looks at you funny, then it means that thing is lying. But they're going to try. The animals will speak. And if we see it again, we will say, وَصَدَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. We won't say, wow, amazing, animals are talking. You will say, my Nabi told me this will also happen. Signs of Qiyamah. Whether they reach it or not, who knows? But Allah, Tabarakallah, for Allah, what it is. Every man will enjoy a talk. And the amazing thing is, no one will be hearing what Allah will talk to the person. It will be everyone, and everyone will be his own. Because Allah Tawarukullah will speak to a certain man and say, do you remember the day you said so and so thing? And Allah will remind him of a lie that he had done. A lie. Ghadar. He deceived. Either he deceived his deen, he deceived a friend, he deceived someone. But nobody else will be hearing.
And then he himself will say, oh Allah, why are you reminding me of these things? Like, this is like the talks of love. Sometimes you remind your wife of some day when she was bad. Then she says, why are you bringing it up? She says, no, no, just like, in love I'm bringing it up. Man will say, oh Allah, didn't you forgive that? Allah Tawarukhara said, long time forgiven. It is because of my forgiveness that you reached where you reached today. Otherwise you think you'll be here, but I'm reminding you for love that you did so much, but I overlooked it because I love you. That's why you're reminding of the favor. Otherwise you won't remind of a mistake. You're reminding of a mistake to show how much I loved you. That you remember you did this, you think I never know. You remember you did that, and the love will just increase. While they are in this condition, now a cloud will come from above. And it will rain upon them an ether, the like of which they had never ever smelt. Allah Tabarakullah will then say to them, now stand up and go towards that honor which I have prepared for you. And whatever you desire now, grab, take. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, so we will then go to the market, it will be surrounded by angels. And what will be those things now? Allah said, go take in the market. He says, in the market will be things which the eye had never seen, the ear had never heard about, things that had never passed on the mind. What this means is, we know bananas, we know apples, we even know women, hoors. So that's what we know. But the market will have things now that we don't even know. So the name never came to us. So you can't imagine it. That is why there will be a market in Jannah. That man, a jannati, he can get in Jannah whatever he desires. But even man's desires reach a limit. Allah Tawarukullah will show man what to desire. That's what he will be seeing in this market. Things that you could never think about. فَيُحْمَلُ إِلَيْنَا, and then brought towards us, carried towards us, will be things what we desire. There will be no buying and selling in Jannah. This will be like the open market. It's like the king now says, today everyone take what you want. Open. We're not going to ask you which level you are. It will be in this market that some of the people of Jannah will be meeting with others. That day Allah let us meet. He says, then a man who is enjoying a very high level of Jannah, because it comes that some person of Jannah will be in his room. And with his family, he will be looking at a person on another level of Jannah. But that other level will be so far away from this level. Comes in the hadith like the star from the earth. So you'll be looking and say, eh, that's a high level. But again, it will be honor, but there'll be no sadness. So now that man from that level will be meeting someone from this level. Now naturally that man with that level, you'll understand him to come with the clothing of that level. فَيَرُوعُهُ مَا يَرَى عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْلِبَاسِ. What the man of the lower level will see of that man of clothing, he will be caught in honor. Or he will look at that clothing and say, amazing this is. He will just say that. Their talk will not even end, meaning, assalamu alaikum, how are you? Hey, haven't seen you for long. Their talk will not even end, except that what he saw will become his. Not only that, but even better than that. This is Jannah. وَذَٰلِكَ, the reason of this is, لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ, it is not appropriate for anyone to ever feel grief in Jannah. This is that. A reward which will never ever end. He says, then we will return to our places. Our spouses will meet us. They will say, you have indeed come with beauty much greater than what it was when you left us. They will say, today we sat with Rabban al-Jabbar, our Rabb. It is only right that when we return home, we return in such a condition. Ali radiallahu anhu explains it a little further. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, indeed in paradise there will be markets. There will be no buying and selling in the markets. It will be forms. We call it window shopping. It will be the forms of men and women. So again here, a man will see a form of another man and he will say, what a form this is. And immediately that will become his form. But then there will be forms of woman. Why? Because man is man. Man will look at the form of a woman and say, this is something. And as soon as he goes home, he will find his wife is that something. So he will be choosing his form and his wife's form. How you want your wife, that's how she'll come. فَإِذَا اشْتَهَرْ رَجُلُ سُورَةً. When a man sees a surah, he will just enter into that form and it will become his. And then as he's going out, he will look at that form of the woman, he will go home and that will be his boss. This is فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. For them there will be a reward which will never ever come to an end. As for the person who doesn't get there, so normally in Quran when we speak and when we hear Quran, Quran discusses, and majority of the time ahadith discuss. They discuss the people of Jannah and they always say the believer. And then they discuss the people of Jahannam and it comes the disbeliever. So sometimes when we hear this, we think that every believer Jannah, every believer Jahannam. Ulama explained in Quran, majority of the time, Allah Tabarakullah doesn't speak about the middle person. So to say, I got no regard for him. There shouldn't be a middle person. Shouldn't be means, if you're asking me, what about that believer who sins? So Quran is saying, we don't know there could be a believer like this. That a believer who sins, how is it? There can't be a believer who sins. So it's a believer and this is what he gets. There's a disbeliever, this is what he gets. If a man says, no, I'm a believer, but my actions are like this, that you say, then your actions are like a disbeliever. Then you rather understand that where he is going to get it, you'll also get it. There's no in-between in Quran. So when we're speaking about this, remember this is for the people of Iman. But Iman, which Quran mentions, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. The one who believed, and he did what he had to do. For him there will be a reward which will never come to an end. As for the person who Allah Tabarakala does not favor, and he has to find himself in the fire of Jahannam, there were those who will be there forever and ever, and that will definitely not be easy. Allah save us all. There will be those who will be there for a while, but the while of Jahannam is not a short while. Even a little bit in Jahannam, every part of Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in Jannah man will be made bigger, the size of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. But for the kafir, Allah tabarakatala will make the disbeliever. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the tut of the disbeliever on the day of Qiyamah will be the size of Mount Uhud. His thigh will be the size of a mountain. The place where he will sit in the fire, he says the journey between Makkah and Medina Munawwara, that's be the place where he is sitting in the fire. His body will be made broad so that the punishment can come on him from all sides. It was mentioned for the disbeliever, but it always means and the one who does the acts of disbelief. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about this person. He says he will ask, can I get something to drink? Abu Umama radiallahu anhu narrates from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he discusses this verse, that the people of Jahannam will be made to drink from pus. يَتَجَرَّعُهُ, they will try to swallow it, but it's not just going to go down. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this pus will be brought close to the face of the person. And he explained it in this manner, he wanted us to picture it, not just a word. You picture this, this is Jahannam. Because a man in this world has to make a decision. Do I want to be walking in the markets? Then I'll have to do the work of the market people. Or do I want to get pus? So it will be brought close to his face. Naturally when he'll hear it's pus, Yakrahuhu, he will turn his face away. But it's Jahannam. In Jahannam, whatever you don't want, that's what comes to you. It will be brought closer to him and it will burn his face. The skin of his face will now fall into the drink also. He's going to drink his own skin. When he will drink it, it will cut through his intestines until it will come out from his behind. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, Wasuqu, they will be made to drink boiling water. It will be the spicy water. It will cut through the intestines. فَقَطَّعَ أَمْعَاءَهُمْ وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُ. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, whenever they are thirsty, we will fulfill their desire for a drink. But it will be a liquid kal muhl. Muhl refers to like murky oil. Sometimes when the oil is clean, then at least you say, hey, make the samosas in the oil. Sometimes you go and you look at that oil, you say, I'm not hungry today. It's that oil. They've used it for the last 10 years. They're still using that oil. And so a lot of times they say, don't eat food until you see the kitchen. Other people say, eat, don't see the kitchen. Otherwise you'll stay hungry. We visited one place in Pakistan, the filthiest place in Pakistan. Filthiest. But it's from that place they say that the mitai, best mitai comes from that place. So they said if you go to that shop that's the real factory, you will think some mitai is black. Then the man will just do this and you will just see flies. And then he'll take that mitai and they start putting it in the boxes and sending it to the shops. In the shop got an aircon, but the factory got no aircon. Where it comes from, where it reaches, how it looks when it reached here, meaning when it reached, definitely they dust off. So don't feel bad if you are eating it recently. They definitely dust something off, hopefully. It looks clean, but once upon a time it was black. Then the alim told us, an amazing, this is the dirtiest place in Pakistan. But the people who were fought and who won the wrestling competitions, he said, they come from this place. He said, because if you grow up in a filthy place, your body learns to fight everything. It fights germs. So you start becoming stronger from inside. Your body learns to fight everything. He says, as for the man who lives in a very clean place, too clean, he just gets one germ and he got a sinus already. He's never ever seen germs. He stayed always in a pure area like Jannah. From that time I thought about, look at Jannah. That if the world wants to make Jannah in earth, even that will be Jahannam. Because all they will do is, example, they'll make this room. And they'll push it with oxygen. And they'll say, this child will never have to see filthy air. So you'll say, that's fantastic. What will happen after that? The doctor will say, I'm scared the day he goes outside, he'll die. In this world, even if they try to create Jannah, it will be Jahannam. This is this world. If you put the best of houses up for a person, you say, what a house. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, oh my servants, servants of Allah, stay far from a life of luxury. Because those who are selected for Allah as His servants, they don't grow up in luxury. And you say, luxury, like this is Jannah. You say, sometimes luxury is Jahannam. This world is amazing, this world. We can bring Jannah in this world and they'll make it Jahannam also. So they will be given that murky oil which will burn the face. بِئْسَ الشَّرَابِ. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, what a terrible drink. وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقَ. He said, what a terrible time or place or manner to take a rest. Sometimes class finishes and you see the person just falls down like, he's tired. That's called taking a rest. Then he tells his friend, give me water. Get me a juice. That's called rest. Imagine when a person falls down to take a rest. And just then, someone comes and tells him, now go clean the garbage. Now go and do this. Go and do that. Go and do that. Now he looks at the person. He says, I thought I'm off. Like, that is just my rest time. He says, this is your rest time. Do this, do this, do this. And once he just gets finished with all that, the man says, your time for resting is finished. Go back to class. Isn't that man will say, what a terrible rest. Rather don't give me rest in the future. Just leave me. Allah Tabarakah says, this is Jahannam. That when they will ask for a rest, it will be that water which will burn, it will break, it will tear, it will come out from the behind. He will melt completely. He will be brought back again. And he will be told, I hope you enjoyed the drink. Now go back. Back to the fire. Person, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned these two. He wasn't speaking about a disbeliever. He used the words like how Quran uses the words. Either it's Jannah for the people who have Iman and do what they have to do. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make us all from them. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ For them will be a reward which will never be cut. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ After this, meaning after you understand what reward is, and how I will give what reward, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, then still something is making you deny the day of Qiyamah. He says, I can't understand what's still making you behave like you don't believe it. Look at this verse. This is Quran's balagha. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بَعْدُ means after this. After you understood this whole picture. What is still making you deny the day of Qiyamah? So the person will say, no, I don't deny the day of Qiyamah. But normally you'll say, then look at your actions. Your actions is showing you don't believe in it. So this word, فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ That after such a bayan, what is still making you live in denial? So the man will say, I don't deny. He said, then you're behaving like you deny. You don't look at all like you believe in it. Look at you. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala through the blessings of Quran, let us have the picture of that day. When we make decisions, think of this. The action is like I'm a man getting it. Without the action, it's like I'm a man who denied it. As for having thrill, I am a believer. I am from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am from the land of Makkah Mukarrama. The beginning of the surah was to say, we send the best. But everyone never become the best because of them. Those who wanted to make themselves use the best and became the best. And others, they stayed in the best of lands. They were the neighbors of the best of people. They were the given the best of arrangements. But if a person doesn't want, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala doesn't force. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.